请控制室看一下，把经文打在屏幕上好吗？腓立比书一章十一节，我们一起来诵读。基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢
对众人祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求，
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信他在你们心中动了善功的，必定成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的一念，原是应当的，因你们藏在我的心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是面临正式福音的时候，你们都一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。阿们。这是神的话语。好，下面我们求请梅牧师为我们证道。
希望你们不太一把失望的用英语证道。
啊，希望大家不会懂。Sorry, we're not regret because he's going to preach in English now.
Okay. 因为普通话是不是我的母语？我在武汉服侍的时候学过。
So Mandarin is now his mother tongue, even though he learned a bit.
So let us pray.
我们现在来做个祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
在天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
We thank you that the word reminds us how we are to live together.
谢谢你的话语提醒我们将如何共同的生活在一起。
So Lord, may the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you.
所以，慈悲的主，希望我从我口中出的话语以及我的影响都能够满足你的愿望。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
So I thank you, my friends, for inviting me to share with you in your 15 years anniversary.
非常感谢朋友们邀请我在你这个十五周年庆典上来分享神的话语。
I remember how this church started.
我还记得这个教会是如何开始的。
Maybe not clearly, but mostly.
可能不是。十分的清楚，但是我记得大概的开始。
Now the original leaders of this church, we met at Carey Theological College in the chapel of Carey Theological College.
这所教会的这个最起初的那些创始人呢，当时我们一开始的时候呢，是在这个凯瑞神学院，在一起聚会。
And we prayed to God, you know, about starting a new congregation.
当时我们就祷告，我们祷告上帝能够让我们重新再建立一个新的教会。
Your hope, as I remember it, was twofold.
当时我们的期望，如果我记得清楚的话，是有两个期待。
One was you wanted to be a witness and a testimony on the UBC campus to share the gospel with the many Chinese family who was immigrated.
那么首先一个呢，就是希望能够给那些在 UBC 移民过来的这些华人呢，能够传讲福音，作为一个这个做见证。
And the other purpose, I think, was to share the gospel with the many students who had come from China.
另外呢，就是能够跟从大陆来的很多中国的留学生呢分享这个福音。
But that's my recollection of your purpose.
这是我记得当时两个最主要的希望。
Maybe I'm not remember 100%, but if there are people here who remember the early days, you can share afterwards.
当然，我可能不记得全部的所有。如果我们当中还有当初的一些元老的话呢，希望散会的时候我们可以继续分享。
Well, thankfully, Carey Theological College was able to rent space to the new congregation.
很幸运的是呢，当时的这个凯瑞神学呢，给这个新的教会呢提供了这个租赁的空间。
And Broadmoor Baptist Church, my church, was a cover for them for to have a non-profit status with the government so we could issue tax receipt for those original members.
那么当时我所在的这个 Broadmoor 浸信会呢，也为这个新成立的教会呢提供了这个非盈利机构的身份，与这个政府能够合作，提供了相应的保障，这样呢，这个新的教会呢就能够提供收据，税收的收据。
As well, I was able to help this congregation become part of our denomination, Canadian Baptist of Western Canada.
当时我也有幸帮助了这个新成立的教会呢，成为了加拿大西部浸信会的教派的一部分。
The first few years, the fellowship was growing and was very warm.
在最初的几年呢，教会真的是很兴旺的发展，同时呢，团契呢也是非常的温馨。
Those original members worked hard to give birth to this new congregation and started to bear fruit and grow.
那这个新的这个教会呢，就开始有了很多新的成员，在大家的努力下呢，这个教会开始结出了果子。
And after a year, you were able to be independent.
就仅仅一年的时间里面呢，教会就已经独立了。
And you could apply for your own non-profit status.
就已经有资格向政府申请自己的非盈利身份。
And it was a happy occasion.
当时是一个非常愉悦的时刻。
I was also in those early years invited to speak God's word with our friends at UCBC.
在早年 UCBC 成立的时候，我也被多次邀请来传讲神的话语。
It was a real blessing.
真的是何等的福分。
To see a new congregation.Give birth.
当时看到一些新兴的这个教会的发展成立。
And UCBC grew and needed more room to expand their ministry and influence, and left the Carey College.
那么 UCBC 壮大了以后呢，就需要更多的空间来发展他们的事工和影响力。于是他们就离开了这个凯瑞神学院。
And began their new journey at the Presbyterian Church down the road.
然后很快呢，就在这个街那边的长老会里面呢继续发展。
You reach a point in your journey where these early leaders could no longer shoulder the responsibility of ministry in a growing congregation.
到了一个时期以后，早期的这些元老们呢，已经无法承担这样一个不断发展的这个教会的所有责任了。
So you decided to invite a pastor to join you.
于是他们就决定要聘请一位牧师来和大家一起服侍。
It was a challenging time for you.
当时也是一个充满挑战的时刻。
As the disagreements emerged, and not every person was on the same page.
很快就出现了一些分歧，因为不是所有的人都能够同意所有的看法。
So let me tell you.That your experience is not unique.
那我想告诉你们的是，你们所经历的这些呢，并非独一无二。
Many, if not most, congregations in your stage of development has also experienced the same kind of challenges.
很多教会当发展到像如今 UCBC 这个教会的这个阶段的时候呢，也同样面临类似的挑战。
Having gone through it myself and helped a few congregations, right, go through similar struggles, I know you're not unique.
我自己也经历过一些类似的经历，同时也帮助过教会度过类似的难关。
So I urge you not to be hard on yourself.
所以呢，我请求大家不要太过分的自责。
Don't be critical of your brothers and sisters who may hold a different opinion.
也不要对那些持不同意见的弟兄姐妹有过多的批评。
I believe one thing very clearly, that God has a plan for UCBC.
我是相信一点非常清楚，那就是神对 UCBC 一定有他的计划。
And he is with you, with us, through the struggles and in the struggles.
也相信他在你们的这些挣扎中也与你们同在。
So don't give up on each other.
所以千万不要放弃彼此。
I promise you, you won't regret it.
我承诺你们绝对不会后悔。
Those of us who have been married for a long time understand this principle, don't we?
那些已经结婚很久的人一定在这个道理上很明白这个道理。
My wife and I, Grace, she's sitting here, we've been married many, many years.
我和刚刚他的太太 Grace 就坐在旁边了。他们已经结婚很多很多年。
And she's my best friend.
她是我最好的朋友。
And it's not because we never had any conflicts.
不是说我们从来没有发生过冲突。
Over the years, we had many, many conflicts.
在这些年里，我们经历了许多许多的冲突。
But we worked through them.
但是我们都一一解决
and have become closer because of it.
而因此呢也变得更加的亲密
and our secret is and still is
那我们的秘诀是什么呢仍然是
is our ability to persevere through hard times and we've had many
那也就是我们能够在艰难的时刻呢永远不放弃的去努力我们也因此呢确实经历了不少
We've learned to compromise, to listen to one another, to learn to say you're sorry, and to forgive each other a lot.
我们学会了相互妥协，互相倾听对方，同时呢，也能够原谅，说对不起，彼此说对不起，请原谅。
Hard times and difficult times, even conflicts, need not separate us, but allow us to develop even a deeper relationship and friendship.
事实上，艰难的时刻也以及冲突都不应该让我们分开，而是反而应该让我们能够在此基础之上建立更加亲密的关系和友谊。
This willingness to endure and work things out isn't only true in marriage, but also in other relationships.
这种愿意坚持不懈的去解决问题的态度，不仅适用于婚姻，也适用于其他的关系。
Our closest friends are those who have endured hardships with us.
和我们最亲密的那些朋友和我们一起经历了许多的风风雨雨。
To this day, not only have we remained close friends.
到今天，那些朋友不仅依然保持着亲密的关系。
Even our children are good friends.
几乎我们的孩子们也都成为了好朋友。
And our friends' children treat us like family.
而我们那些朋友的孩子甚至把我们当成家人。
Yes, life together can be challenging.
是的，在一起生活一定会有挑战。
But challenges need not to be something that divide us.
但是这挑战不应该成为分裂我们的原因。
But something that can knit us even closer together.
反而应该成为我们更加紧密团结的契机。
So don't be afraid of challenges.
所以千万不要害怕所谓的挑战
Because they can help you become closer friends.
因为它能够使我们成为更亲密的朋友
And if the church is anything at all, it is a community of friends.
如果教会能代表什么的话它实际上是一个朋友的社团
In fact, Jesus, this is foundational to church life.
实际上这也是教会生活的基础
Jesus said this to his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 12 to 15.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章十二节到十五节中对他的门徒说
My commandment is this.
这是我的命令。哎，对不起啊 ，Can we 啊，请那个幻灯片往下放一页，放到那个就是约翰福音的那一页。他说：“这是我的命令。”
Yes, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this to lay down his life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because servants do not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Friendships, especially spiritual friendships, are important to a person's formation in Christ.
而友谊，尤其是属灵上的友谊，对一个人来说呢，在这个基督里成长是至关重要的。
This morning's text from Philippians helps us to unpack a little of the gift of friendship and hopefully help us to give friendships to others as well.
那么今天我们读的这个圣经章节腓立比书里面呢，实际上向我们揭示了朋友这一个礼物，并且呢也帮助我们也希望他能够帮助我们呢，能够将友谊这一礼物传递给他人。
It comes from Paul's letters to the Philippians, a congregation he loves and he calls friends.
这段经文实际上是来自保罗写给他所深爱的腓立比教会的信。
It's a personal letter.
这是一个他个人的信。
To a community who loved him.
但是写给一个他所深爱的社团。
And it's a wonderful letter of friendship that acknowledges the sadness of separation.
实际上这一封信呢，他描述了这个分别的苦痛。
They're concerned with the affairs of both the sender and the recipient.
并且呢，渴望彼此都能够照顾对方的这个福祉。
And a desire that both parties were doing well in taking care of the welfare of others.
那希望呢，就是说，不仅关注对方的这个事物，同时呢，也渴望能够照顾彼此的福祉。
I mention this because this letter is written in a culture where part of what it means to be a friend involves these three important practices.
之所以提到这一点呢，因为这一封信呢是在一个特定的这个文化背景下写下的。在这种文化背景里呢，作为朋友呢，它意味着就要承担一些责任。
The occasion of this letter is twofold.
那么写这封信的原因呢，实际上有两个。
The first, they were suffering, opposition.
一个呢是当地的这些教会呢，他们遭受了相对的一些反对派。
So that's in Philippians, the first chapter 28.
这个呢在腓立比书一章二十八节里有。
So Paul encourages not to be afraid of those who oppose them, and also informs them that they're suffering, and in their suffering they also share in Paul's suffering.
那么保罗呢就鼓励他们说，不要害怕那些反对他们的人，并且呢告诉他们，他们所受的这些苦难呢，保罗是感同身受的。
The second reason for this letter is to deal with the threat of disunity.
那么第二个这个写信的原因呢，就是当时在教会里呢有这个不合一的这种威胁。
Four times in this letter he uses the phrase striving together or side by side.
保罗在这封信里呢，四次使用了一个这个短语，就是要齐心协力，或者是肩并肩。
The Greek word is synateleo.
那么这个希腊原文的这个词呢，叫synateleo.
Which comes from two words.
这个呢实际上是两个词根。
Syn, which means together.
一个是酸。这个名这个意思是就是说在一起的意思。
And athleo.
那么下一个后面那个词 athleo.
Which we in English, anyways, get the word athlete from.
也是我们英语这个athlete 运动员的词根。
The image we get, the image is that of an athletic team in competition.
那么这个呢就给了我们一个画面，就是运动员比赛的这么一个画面。
Like hockey team playing for the Stanley Cup.
啊，比如说这个冰球队为这个 Stanley 杯比赛的这个画面。
Each team may have a star.
每一个球队都可能有一个明星选手。
But in the end, the star does not win the competition by himself.
但是最终呢，能够赢得比赛的这个明星选手，并不能靠自己的力量来赢得这场比赛。
It takes a team working together for a common end.
它需要整个团队共同的努力来完成这一个目标。
And so this team in Philippi was being threatened by disunity from within.
那么在腓立比这个教会的团队呢，他们所面临的就是内部的这种不和的这个威胁。
He mentions a couple of the antagonists in chapter 4, Euodia and Syntyche.
那么保罗在这里呢，第四章里呢，提到了一两个这个当时的反对人、反对派的人物，就是Euodia和这个Syntyche.
Yeah. But you know, it really is youngest. Paul doesn't take sides of this.
其实呢，保罗他并不偏向任何一方。
He asks his friends to remain friends since they're on the same team together.
他要求他的这些朋友呢，能够保持原先的友谊，因为他们都属于同一个团队。
And though he is under duress in prison and in chains, nevertheless.Two themes keep flowing from his pen as he remembers them. The first is thanksgiving, and the second is joy.
尽管保罗当时在写信的时候是在狱中带着脚镣，但是当他回忆起这些教会的人的时候，他写着信里面的两大主题却是第一个是感恩，第二个就是有喜乐。
And in the first chapter we read these words, I thank God in all my remembrance of you.
那么他在这里面呢，他提到的第一个主题就是说，每逢我想到你们的时候，我就感谢我的神。
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
That's an amazing declaration considering where he was when he penned these words.
这是一个何等了不起的宣告，尤其是考虑到他在写下这段话时的环境。
He was in jail awaiting sentence.
他当时是在监狱里等待审判。
He's in chains.
他带着脚镣。
It's not comfortable.
也一定不是不舒服。
Yet during his struggles and suffering, he can find some time and space to give joy and give thanks and experience joy.
然而在他挣扎和痛苦的时候，他仍能找到时间。来感谢神，并且体会到神给他带来的喜悦。
Because he said of this congregation's relationship, because of this congregation's relationship with him.
正如他所说的，他与这个会众之间的关系，他关心他们。
It wasn't just a relationship of pastor and congregation. It was more than that. These people have become his friends.
而他与当时教会的关系不仅仅是牧师和会众的关系，这些。会众们已经成为了他的朋友。
So what can we learn from him and what from them?
那么我们能从中学到什么呢？
What needs to be present if friendship, spiritual friendship is to grow in any community?
那么如果要在任何的社团里面培养灵性属灵的这个友谊，我们都需要哪些因素呢？下一个环节。
I just want to give you three observations.
好，我想要给大家三个层次来讲。
The first is to contribute to the other's well-being.
第一个是替他人的这个福祉着想和付出。
The key word in answering this question is the word partnership.
那么这里面的最关键的一个词呢是同心合意。下一个幻灯片。
And the Greek word is koinonia.
那么这里的这个希腊的字呢就是 koinonia。
Yeah, it is also the root word translated share and side by side in this letter.
那么在这里呢，它翻译成分享和并肩作战，在这个词。
Koinonia or a form of it occurs 6 times in this short letter.
那么这个希腊词 koinonia 呢，在这短短的信里面出现了6次。
And in the New Testament, it occurs 20 times.
在整个新约里面呢，出现了20多次。
Now we often translate this word. called as fellowship or community.
我们通常把这个词翻译成团契或者 社团。
In church vocabulary, these words are often paint scenes of potlucks and hymn sings and coffee time or tea time after church and worship services.
哦，那么在教会里面，当我们提到团契的时候，进入我们眼帘的就是通常让我们联想到聚餐啊、唱诗、唱赞美诗啊，或者是敬拜后的这个喝咖啡和这个茶的时间啊。
A time where we can catch up on the news of each other.
也就是我们大家能在一起互相交流一下新闻啊。
Of course, koinonia embodies that as well.
当然了 ,koinonia 这个词它确实包含了这一层意思。
And even more.
但是它远不止于此。
In Acts chapter 2, verse
下一个幻灯片。
Acts chapter 2, verse 40-45, we read these words, and all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongingsDistributing the proceeds to all as had been.
凡信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, we said we're partners together, working together for God.
那么在哥林多前书三章第九节里面，他说我们与神同工。
Here's what Aristides second.
前一个 slide.
Yeah. Here's what Aristotle, a second century worldly philosopher, observed about the early church.
那么下面呢是这个二世纪的这个哲学家亚里士多德对早期教会的观察。
And this is what he writes. So important.
Okay.
As for their servants or handmaidens or children, they persuade them to become Christian by the love they have for them.When they see strangers, they bring them him into their homes and rejoice over him as over a true brother. And if there is among them a man that is poor and needy, and if they have not an abundance of necessity, they fast. If they had not enough necessity, they fast so that they can give fast 2 or 3 days that they may supply the needy with the necessary food.
所以这里面他说到了，至于他们的仆人、婢女和孩子呢，他们通过对他们的通过他们的爱来劝说他们成为基督徒。当他们看到陌生人的时候，他们将他们带到家中，并且像对待真正的兄弟一样对待他。如果家里有穷人或有需要的人，如果他们没有足够的生活用品。他们会禁食两三天，以便能够将所需的食物供给给那些需要的人。
This, my friends, is koinonia.
那朋友们，这是真正的 koinonia 的意思。
Willingness to go without so that another one may benefit.
就是说，愿意牺牲自己，以便能够成全他人。
And Paul writes this to the Philippians. Philippians yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel.When I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only.
那么，保罗在写给这个腓立比书的时候，他说：“腓立比人呐、啊，你们也知道，我初传福音离开了马其顿的时候，论到接受的是除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。”
Paul is thankful for their contribution to his well-being.
那么保罗呢，非常感谢他们对这个福祉的付出。
Grace and I have spent many years overseas and ministering in very difficult times, so we understand what Paul is saying.
Grace 师母呢和我曾经在这个海外呢服侍多年，所以我们非常的能够理解。保罗在当时所面临的这些挑战和问题。
You know, we spent some time in Wuhan.
啊，你知道我们在武汉服侍过几年。
The first year was terrible, very hard.
那第一年真的是很艰难。
We don't know the language, we don't know the culture, and just even opening a bank account and buying food was a huge challenge.
当时我们不但不了解当地的语言文化，甚至让一切都变得非常的艰难，甚至仅仅是要开一个银行的账户，或者是上街买菜，都变得是一个非常困难的事情。
But then we get a phone call, or a Skype call, right, or email, from those who remembered us and supported us.
但是我们常常就会接到某一个电子信件，或者是Skype 电话，都是那些愿意支持我们、为我们祷告的人打来的。
And I can tell you from personal experience how others' contribution to our well-being spurred us on to work harder.
那我可以告诉你，从我们个人的这个经验当中，别人的这种支持是如何能够激励、鼓励我们继续前行。
Grace can tell you how we were conscious of those who supported us.
Grace 师母也可以告诉你们，我们是如何的感激那些支持过我们的人。
Mr. So and So, a senior.
可能是某一位老人。
Mrs. So and So, a widow.
或者是某一位寡妇。
A single mom.
或者是一位单亲母亲。
And many of the churches that supported us, including UCPC.
很多教会。包括 UCPC 在内的教会都支持过我们。
And many of you prayed for us.
很多各位在座的各位也都为我们祷告。
And what it spurred on to us was that we would not let you guys down.
所以这就是我们的后盾，我们在想说 不能让这些人失望。
And though when times were tough and we thought we could not go on,
几乎是在最艰难的时候，在我们觉得无法再向前的时候。
We remember these people in these churches who encouraged us and made our work possible.
我们也都记着这些教会的人，记着这些人的期待，使得我们能够把不可能的事情做，继续做下去。
So I can personally, Grace and I can personally identify with Paul.
所以啊，Grace师母和我都能够与这个保罗的这种感受去感同身受。
It's more, Koinonia is more than just tea time after the worship service.
这里的 Koinonia 一词不仅仅是礼拜后的一杯咖啡。
It's a contribution to another's well-being when times, especially when times, are difficult.
而这是一个在艰难的时刻能够为他人的福祉做出付出和贡献的。
The next point is observation is that we need to cultivate a common purpose.
下一个呢就是要培养共同的目标。
This is what he writes in verse 27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear.All of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, struggling side by side for the faith of the gospel.
那么在腓立比书一章二十七节里面，保罗这样说：只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
The word, of course, is soon athleo.
那么刚才提到的这个松阿斯列友这一词，队友这词。
Now I grew up in a very small town, in a very common small town on Vancouver Island.
我是在温哥华岛上的一个很小的镇上长大的。
I grew up in a very ordinary neighborhood.
在一个非常普通的一个社区里面。
I can tell you many good stories, but also many sad stories.
可以告诉您很多小时候美好的故事，也有很多凄惨的故事。
And perhaps the two institutions that sum up the sad stories of our town in those early days were the two pubs in our town.
那么这个与这个悲伤的故事相关的呢，都。与我们这个镇上的两个很有名的酒吧有关。
In our days, there were two very famous pubs.
在当时呢，有两间有名的酒吧。
The first was called the Zoohalen.
第一个酒吧的名字叫 Zoohalen.
And we called it the Zoo.
那我们把它称为就是Zoo, 就是动物园。
Which catered mostly to native community.The native community of our town.
主要呢，它的主要客源呢都是本地的这个当本地人为本地人服务。
The second pub was a pub named the Commercial.
那么第二个这个酒吧的名字呢 commercial 中文翻译就是说商业酒吧。
It was to the non-native community.
而这些酒吧它服务于就是外来人员。
There was a large boulevard between the two hotels, between the two bars.
那么在这个两个酒吧之间呢，有一条很大的马路。
After the young man had too much to drink, meet up. Afterwards, the young man with too much to drink, meet up from time to time to see which one of them had the hardest head.
通常就是年轻人喝多了以后，都会在这条大路上呢，就是互相碰面，然后看看谁的骨头最硬。
And that's the days before cable TV, internet, or cell phones. What could young men do to with so much energy?And not enough brains.
那么，在那个年代，在没有有线电视、没有互联网、没有手机的这个年代，到了周末，我们这些精力旺盛、头脑又不够清醒的年轻人，都能做些什么呢
？Those days are gone now, but it was the time of my youth.
虽然说那些日子已经过去了，但是那是我童年时的小镇。
You can imagine what it was like for an immigrant boy.Trying to discover himself in a time in a town where he didn't belong to any of those communities.
你可以想象一个移民的小男孩，怎样试图在一个他不属于任何主流社会的镇上，如何找到自己的位置。
Let's say it wasn't easy.
我可以说不是一个很容易的事情。
But eventually, I did find shelter for my identity crisis.
但是最终，我找到了属于我的一席之地。
And that was in street hockey.
那就是街头的曲棍球。
Street hockey invited a bunch of boys within the neighborhood to play to play ball.
也就是会小区里面的这个几个男孩子会约在一起在街头打曲棍球。
Everybody was judged with the same criteria.
所有的人都用同一个标准来衡量你。
Can you shoot a ball?
你能不能射门啊
？Can you play as a team?
你能不能成为队员团队的队员之一啊
？The rules were simple.
那么规则都是很简单的。
And when I think back to my childhood, it was the street hockey games that the boys that we with the boys that bring a smile to my face.
那每当我想起童年的时候。都是那些和我一起打过曲棍球男孩的身影记忆，都让我能够重新微笑。
I was on the street chasing a ball with a hockey stick with a bunch of neighborhood boys, screaming at the top of my lungs. That gave some respite to my life.
这是在街上拿着曲棍球追逐着和几个这个社区的男孩子一起声嘶力竭的大喊，给我的生命带来了喘息的机会。
St. Paul's heart is also warmed as he recalls his experience with a group of people who have shared in his life.
同样，保罗当时想到的也是那些与他感同身受的人。
You don't have to live too long to know that life is challenging.
你不需要活很长而体会到生活是不易的，有很多的挑战。
And it's better to share your struggles with friends.
而最好是和你能够和你的朋友分享你的这些挑战。
When I think of my that street of mine, the people like Nick and Raymond and Chief Johnny, these boys were the respite for me in a difficult time.
我会想起这些我童年时候的这些朋友 ，Nick 啊 ，Johnny 啊，这些人，他们在小的时候和我一起度过难关。
So playing together side by side, we'll be able to.Deepen our friendship.
那么正是因为我们能够在一起玩，而使我们的友谊更加的亲密。
The last observation is to carry each other's burden.
那么下一个呢，就是能够彼此的分担这个重担。
So Paul writes this in Philippians. He says, "I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived a concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me."But you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking like being a need, yet it was kind of you to share my trouble.
那么Paul在腓立比书第四章十到十四节里他这样说，我在主里大大的喜乐，因为你们对我的关心如今又重新发生了，你们向来就关心我，只是没有机会罢了，我并不是因为缺乏说这话，你们还是和我同甘共苦。
In the HBO series Band of Brothers，
在 HBO 的一个这个电视剧兄弟连里面，
There's a scene where one soldier shares with a new recruit of his experience of war.
有这样一个场景，一个老兵呢，向这些新兵分享他对战争经历的体验。
He says to the new recruit, he says, in the end, you don't fight for the flag, or for an ideal, or for an idea. In the end, you don't even fight for your country. You fight for the man next to you, with whom you have entrusted who have entrusted you his life, and he has entrusted his life with you.
他对那些新兵说：“最终你不是为国旗而战，也不是为一个理念或理想而战。最终，你甚至不是为你的国家而战，你是在为你身边的人而战，因为他与你共存亡，而你也将生命托付给他。”
This is what fellowship, partnership, and ultimate community is all about.
这就是团契和这个伙伴关系以及最终的这个社团的这个团契的真正的含义。
We entrust our lives into the hands of another as they entrust their lives to us.
我们将生命托付给他人，同时他们也将生命托付给我们。
During the first year of COVID, we participated in a memorial service.
在新冠疫情的第一年，我们参加了一位朋友的追思会。
And yes, he served with us in China.
他是和我们一起在中国服侍过的朋友。
She died suddenly in her apartment.
她突然在她的公寓里去世。
We were shocked by the news, for she was a person full of life.
我们当时被这一消息震惊了，因为她是一个充满活力的人。
She told us she died in China.
他曾经说他是会要死在中国。
For the love of God and for the love of Chinese people.
是为了爱神和爱中国人。
And she left friends and family in the United States and carried out her call to serve the Chinese people till she died.
他离开了他在美国的朋友和家人，履行了他要服务和侍奉的中国对中国人的这个呼召，侍奉中国人的呼召。他一直侍奉到他去世。
She gave all for Chinese people.
为中国人付出了所有。
Our friends who were still there arranged for an online Zoom service for those of us who had left.
那么当时呢，我们的朋友呢，为我们就安排了一个线上的追思礼拜。
And we can participate with them in the memorial service.
这样呢，我们可以在远程参与他们的这个追思活动。
It was a very moving service, as we remembered it.
这个追思会非常的感人。
But it was also moving that they remembered us.
我们也非常的感动，他们还也都记着我们。
Though we have not served as long as some of them, I can say that though we came from different countries, different backgrounds, different cultural groups, different political systems, our relationship with those whom we serve with is deep and profound.
虽然说我们并没有服侍那么久，但我可以说，虽然我们都是来自不同的国家、不同的背景、不同的文化群体、不同的政治立场，但我们与那些一起侍奉的人之间的友谊是非常的深远。
Because we understood what it meant to contribute to one another's well-being.
因为我们明白为彼此的福祉付出的意味着什么。
To have the same purpose.
是要拥有同样的目标。
And perhaps even more influential was our common suffering and struggle in an environment hostile in many ways to our comfort.
而更有影响力的是，在一个许多方面都不利于我们生活环境的适合生活环境的时候，我们面临着共同的挣扎和痛苦。
When people have shared struggles together.Deep relationships are forged as we have placed our lives in the hands of another, and they have placed their lives in ours.
当人们一起共同经历某一个困难的时候， 就会建立深厚的关系，因为我们都彼此把命托付给他们，他们也将命托付给我们。
Paul says, "Yet it was kind of you to share my troubles."
保罗说，你们还是和我同甘共苦的。
Side by side, together, share partnership, partakers together, fill this love.
那么这并肩作战，在一起共同分享，伙伴关系以及同享恩典，这一词充满了保罗的这一封信。
And so the challenge is clear.
那么挑战是显而易见的。
Our partnership, our koinonia in the gospel, means much more than coffee times after the service, or good conversation with friends.
而我们在福音中的 koinonia 就是伙伴关系和我们的团契，不仅仅是礼拜后的咖啡时间，或者是与朋友美好的对话。
It can include that and more.
当然了，它包括这些，但是它不止这些。
It is clear to me that koinonia is not a goal to be met, but a fruit of our lives lived together as we intentionally contribute to one another's well-being.Learn how to forge a common purpose and embrace and carry each other's struggle and suffering.
而对我来说 ，colonia 就是这个团契，它并不是一个目标，而是共同生活所结出来的果实。我们有意为彼此的福祉做出付出，并且学习如何培养共同的目标，并且承载着彼此的苦难和挣扎。
Well, this morning we have this afternoon we've gathered to celebrate 15 years of church life.
那么在今天下午呢，我们在一起庆祝这个教会成立15周年。
And I know it hasn't been easy for you.
我知道这对在座的各位都不是一件容易的成长过程。
I encourage you to stick it out with each other.
我鼓励大家要彼此的坚持。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
Trust one another.
彼此信靠
Believe in one another.
彼此相信
May the Lord help you and teach you as you work this out together, learning to be friends with another for the sake of the gospel and for the love of Jesus.
愿主帮助我们，教导我们如何在一起走这一条路，为了福音和耶稣的爱，学习如何成为彼此的朋友。
So as we begin this journey together,
那么。
I leave you with these words of encouragement from St. Paul.
那么，当我们要一起开始这段旅程的时候，我想用下面保罗的话来激励你们。下面。
And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信，那在你们心中动了善功的，必成全这功。直到耶稣基督耶稣的日子。
阿门。
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 阿门。阿门。
阿门。
主耶稣，我们继续感谢你，赞美你，让我们能够从你的话语受到那个受益，让我们知道我们在我们团契生活里应该如何对待我们的。对方，请你保守这个教会，请你加强他们的信仰，让他们能够在真理的地区中能够传扬你的福音。这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣的名。
阿门。